Chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child, so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Strong and mighty, who was in it and is. now and to cleanse all the earth. The Lord reigns. Let the people rejoice. The Lord reigns. Let us celebrate and love. The Lord reigns. High above all others, we will praise your great name. On someday.
Cast your light on hearts of darkness. We're going to look at the wise men, apparently all men. Again, I'm sorry, ladies, but you can be a wise woman as well. I think that's the lesson for us today, how to be wise. How to be wise when it comes to not just this life, but eternal life. I want us to look at heroic scholars. Now, some of you are scholars. I know some of you like to read, and some of you have degrees, seminary. Some of us are maybe educated beyond our intelligence even. But we like to think of ourselves in our society today as people of intelligence, people of learning. I thought about maybe asking, is there anyone never been to school? Well, I think we have one or two that's beneath the age of school here this morning. But I think probably all of you have been to school, or you've had primary, secondary education at least, and some more. We seem to value that in our society. It seems to be kind of what defines a hero in many eyes today, a scholarly person, one who has a PhD, let's say, or has you know, that background in education that tends to give respect. But we're going to look this morning at the three scholars. And I'm not sure that there were three. There may have been more than three. We're just told there were more than, they were called wise men. So we assume that there were probably three because of the gifts that were given, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which is logical. And I think it's entirely possible that there were only three, but there may have been more. We don't know. But these were heroic scholars. And not all scholars are heroic. Some are cowardly, in my opinion. Cowardly because they do not really face the truth that is before them. And we're going to look at what it takes to be a heroic scholar in the sight of God, in the sight of the, in the view of the truth that has been revealed in the Christmas story, the true Christmas story. Well, we're told in Matthew chapter 2 that Magi came to Jerusalem. Now, Magi were the Persian wise men. So if your translation translates the Magi's wise men, Magi is actually the Greek word. It's the word actually we get our word magic from. These were not magicians, though. They were more like what I would call scholars. They were men who were, I think, more like astronomers than astrologers. And I think you know the difference. Astrology is something that's forbidden in the Bible. We are not to be seekers after astrological signs, but we are to be seekers of God and His Word and His truth. So I think there's that important distinction that we need to make at the beginning. They did study the heavens, but they studied them with view of understanding what God is doing in history, in His universe. Predecessors, I would say, of our modern astronomers. So here we find people who were in pursuit of truth. They were in pursuit of truth. They came to Jerusalem, we're told, and they asked, "Where is He who is born King of the Jews? We saw His star in the east and have come to worship Him." I would suggest that in that pursuit of truth, there was pursuit of natural truth. Now, I think that that's very important to realize. I think it's obvious. They studied the heavens in order to see what God was doing in His universe. God made it. If we believe Genesis chapter 1, where it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And it doesn't give all of the things maybe that we would like to know, but it tells us very specifically that God was the origin of this universe. Now, I happen to believe, and I know it seems foolish to some people, but I actually believe that the Bible, how this universe came to be, is accurately depicted in the book of Genesis. I believe God created this universe with an appearance of age. Now, you may think, well, that's deceptive. Well, I don't think so. He created Adam and Eve as a literal pair. They were created full-grown.